Hi there, On Point listeners. This is Meghna Chakrabarty with a special first-person drop in your podcast feed. Today on our main program, we had a really interesting conversation with members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Mormon women specifically, to talk about power and vulnerability within the Mormon community following the terrible murder-suicide of a Mormon family in Enoch City, Utah, earlier this month. This is where a father murdered his wife and his five children as well. As we talked about women in the church with Mormon women. And it turns out that there are the seeds of some change, some progress taking root, albeit slowly, in the LDS church. And one of those is that there's an increased amount of pressure coming from women themselves to be able to join the Mormon priesthood. Well, Kate Kelly founded the group Ordain Women roughly a decade ago, and she told us the story of the group, whose goal is to let women in the church hold the priesthood.
We decided to ask for the priesthood because it is the backbone of the church. It's literally called the patriarchal order of the priesthood. So every male person over the age of 12 gets the priesthood, and no women do. We launched in 2013, where we went to the tabernacle on Temple Square in Salt Lake City. We were, you know, all dressed in our Sunday best, and we met at a park. And we walked down to the tabernacle in a single file line, and we politely went up to the door and asked to be admitted to the priesthood session, one by one. So the first woman went.
Hi, I'd like to attend the priesthood session, please.
They said no.
No additional tickets, but it is being streamed online for you to view the proceedings.
It's not the same, but thank you.
You're welcome.
The second woman went.
I'd like a ticket.
They said no.
But I don't have any tickets. This is the standby line for men to get into the priesthood session.
The third woman went. They said no. And we went through so that every single woman could have that experience.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Natalie.
I came here for my sister who wanted to attend the priesthood session. Is there space for me to come in?
There isn't. This is actually the standby line for men to get into the priesthood session, that you have access to the things that are being taught online.
How do you feel about that? Are you upset?
And I remember one reporter from Al Jazeera was like, wait, that's it? The internet is breaking because you like politely stood in a line? But that was the case. It was nothing short of revolutionary for Mormon women to confront the hierarchy in that way and be told to leave, but refuse to go. You know, you don't typically have a singular moment in your life where you realize that the community you're part of does not value you, does not consider you to be in any way equal. And so as we stepped away one by one, each of us was having that visceral, crushing reality.
To live with him someday.
October rolls around, we do it again. They're more angry this time. They try to shut the gates of Temple Square and close us out. A tourist was coming out of the gate and I grabbed it. And so we physically forced our way onto Temple Square. We started getting people joining our group who were you know, bishops in a ward or people with very high callings or prominent families in Mormonism. And it was getting more and more popular. And the more they clamped down, the more sympathetic we seemed. And eventually they decided that they were going to excommunicate me. I was in Salt Lake City when I opened the email and it said that I had been excommunicated. I immediately collapsed, basically, on the table, because for Mormons, spiritual death is worse than physical death. And spiritual death, being excommunicated, is eternal. I don't have hope that the future of the organization will be inclusive, but women themselves are changing. Women are demanding more. They're accepting fewer violations of their own autonomy and dignity. And that, I think, is hopeful. And that is the radical change that we will see.
That's Kate Kelly, founder of the group Ordain Women. Now, in 2018, the LDS Church made changes to the controversial Saturday evening session of its twice-yearly general conference. One of those sessions became women only, the other remained men only. And then in 2021, the church scrapped the Saturday evening sessions together because it said gender-restricted meetings weren't necessary since every session was available online. But what about that bigger question? Should Mormon women gain the priesthood in the LDS Church? Well, what do members of the LDS Church themselves think about it? Well, when Mormons were asked in a recent survey if they, quote, personally believe that women who are dedicated members of the church should have an opportunity to be ordained to the priesthood, only 10% of them said yes. But when asked if they would support female ordination if church leaders received a revelation allowing female priests, then 77% of folks agreed. So really the answer is, it depends. Now, to understand those nuances and to understand that context, I highly recommend that you listen to our main hour in the On Point podcast feed about women and power in the LDS Church. It's a really fascinating conversation. So go and listen to that. And if you haven't already, definitely subscribe to our podcast. Thanks very much. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.